This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services and address a gathering on the occasion. The government has assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Meanwhile, oil companies have enhanced LPG production in the country. More from our correspondent.
In light of current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply and constraints on supply of LPG, the government has taken steps to ensure that 100% supply of CNG and PNG to domestic consumer is ensured, whereas other industries continue to get 70 to 80% of their supplies. Government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day inter-booking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. Meanwhile, non-domestic supplies of imported LPG are being prioritized for essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that a committee of 3 executive directors of oil marketing companies has been formed to review representation regarding LPG supply to other non-domestic sectors including restaurants, hotels and other industries. With Arzu, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the upcoming West Bengal Assembly elections, all valid voters will be able to exercise franchise, but not a single illegal voter's name will be included in the voter list. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar stated this while addressing a press conference in Kolkata yesterday. After a 2-day visit to the state by the full bench of the Election Commission, the Chief Election Commissioner said the SIR process has been carried out under the Representation of the People Act 1950.
The democracy runs very deep in West Bengal. Consistently, the voting percentages have been very high. The total electors in West Bengal are equal to France, Australia and Uruguay. The size of West Bengal is so large.
The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said it is closely monitoring developments in West Asia and their impact on air travel between India and the region. The ministry said on Monday, 45 inbound flights operated by Indian carriers arrived from West Asia, carrying 7,407 passengers. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation is coordinating with authorities to provide additional arrival and departure slots and allow the use of Muscat International Airport as an en route alternate. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said solar irrigation can transform India's agriculture and energy sectors. Speaking at the 4th National Agro RE Summit in New Delhi yesterday, he noted that over the past decade, India's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil sources has grown from 81 gigawatts to nearly 275 gigawatts. Mr. Joshi added that under the PM Kusum scheme, more than 10 lakh standalone solar agricultural pumps have been installed and over 13 lakh grid-connected agricultural pumps have been solarized across the country. In the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in the final Pool B match in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The Indian team has a strong record against Wales, leading the head-to-head tally 5-1. India currently topped the points table with 4 points and a healthy goal difference. And that is the end of this news bulletin.